You will weep and mourn while the world rejoices. That must have been a very difficult thing for the apostles to hear. But Jesus loves us so dang much that he asks us to do hard things. And it's very comforting that this comes from Jesus. First of all, he's just being honest. You're going to grieve. Life is hard. There's suffering. But because it comes from Jesus, and because we believe what Jesus says to us, our grief and suffering is always laced with hope. And I got a little tongue-tied in this reading because there's this line, a little while, just a little while. It's for us, it doesn't seem like a little while when we're in the pit of suffering. But for Jesus, right, those moments, they're just a little while. And then the grief will become joy. That hope is something that we should ask for every day, especially as we come to Mass, that in the midst of our suffering, that we could know that promise of Jesus to ask us to do difficult things is always laced with hope. And so let us ask him for that grace.